T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
CBS's Jim Crisula on our NISC Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline. Jim, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Larry and John.
How bad did it get?
Well, I was in New Orleans for the storm on Saturday, and I actually drove over to Morgan City. I'm about 70 miles or so to the southwest of New Orleans, down near where the storm came ashore. A lot of rain, a lot of wind, a fair amount of damage in Morgan City itself. The storm came ashore at Intracoastal City, down below Lafayette at Vermilion Bay. And in Morgan City itself, a city of 12,000, no power there over the weekend. But I think the sense I got from people was it could have been a whole lot worse, bad as it was. So good news certainly for New Orleans. You know, they were talking about in New Orleans maybe upwards of a foot of rain, and then elsewhere up to 2 feet of rain. And fortunately, that didn't pan out. There has been significant flooding here in Mississippi. Oddly enough, it seems like Mississippi got more rain than places in Louisiana. And now this morning, this thing continues to drop a lot of rain across Mississippi and Arkansas, West Tennessee, even back over into Alabama, places in Texas. So it continues to dump a lot of rain and still is moving very slowly. So again, that's going to continue now for a couple of 3 days. The big problem, the big concern, is more flooding along the Mississippi River Basin. In fact, there are flood watches from southern Illinois all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico through the Mississippi River Basin.
So from a standpoint of flooding, I know they were concerned that the water could top those 20-foot levees in New Orleans. That did not happen?
Correct. John, they did not get the storm surge that they were expecting with this thing up the river, up the Mississippi, to overtop some of those levees. I was right along the river on Saturday and then again yesterday morning, and it looked to me like there was a good 3 or 4 feet for that river to have to go up to get over those levees. Now, southeast of New Orleans, down in Plaquemines Parish, and if you look at a map, that's the county, that's the parish that has fingers of land that jutting
right
out well into the Gulf of Mexico. Down near the mouth of the Mississippi, there was some overtopping of levees there, and they had to do some high water rescues with people there late on Saturday.
Well, fortunately, it wasn't as catastrophic, obviously, as it could have been. We appreciate the update, Jim. Thank you.
Always a pleasure, fellas. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.